请我们看几处的圣经。
Let's turn to the Bible.
提摩太后书第二章。
Second Timothy chapter 2.
从四十九节念到二十二节。
Verse 19 to 22.
提摩第二章十九节。
Second Timothy chapter 2, verse 19.
然而神坚固的根基立住了，上面有你卑贱。启示录
Revelation
第二章
Chapter 2
第七节
Verse 7
启示录第二章第七节
Revelation Chapter 2 Verse 7
我们还是在启示录第一章
Revelation Chapter 1
我们看十七节一直到二十节
Verse 17 to 20
我一看见就扑倒在他脚前像死了一样最后使徒行传第二十六章
Lastly Acts 26
使徒行传二十六章从十六节到十九节
Verse 16 to 19
我们低头祷告
Let's bow our head and pray
我们的主我们的神我们感谢赞美你
Oh Lord our God we praise and thank you
你把我们一直带领到今天这个时候
You lead us all the way to this moment
你是信实的神
You are the faithful God
你是说话的神
You are the one speaking to us
你是做事的神
And you are doing the wonderful things
所以我们在这个时候再把我们交在你的手中
And this time we commit usinto your hand
我们求你再对我们说微了的话
we plead that you will speak to us the last word
你在我们里面做那微了的工
oh Lord complete the work of yours within us
我们在你的面前只有一个心愿
and we only have one desire before you
我们愿意得着你心里所要得着的
We want you to apprehend what's in your heart want to apprehend.
我们愿意主你被高举。
We like you to be exalted.
我们愿意你自己的心腹能装配整齐。
We would like to have your bride be made herself ready.
来满足你自己的心。
To satisfy your heart.
求你在今天早晨带领我们。
Oh Lord, please just lead us this morning.
求如果你不做工，人不能做什么。
Unless you do the work, we cannot do anything from man.
如果你不说话，人的话语都是虚空。
If you keep silence, there will be void from man's utterance.
所以我们完完全全的仰望你。
So we completely look to you.
愿你的旨意成功。
May your will be done.
愿你的国度降临。
May your kingdom come.
愿你的名尊为。
May your name be exalted as the highest.
奉主耶稣的名。
We pray in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
感谢主带领我们一直到这最后的一堂。
Thanks to the Lord, He lead us all the way to the last section.
我们这一次一同在神面前所交通的。
This we share before the Lord is.
基督十字架和教会
Christ cross and the church
巴不得经过这几天的功夫
We hope after this week
我们不但听见基督也看见基督
Not only did we hear Christ but we also see him
也巴不得在这几天中间
And we, it's our hope that in within several days,
不但我们听见十字架的道,
not only we heard the cross,
我们也让十字架在我们身上能开始工作。
We let the operation of the cross begin in our lives.
也巴不得经过我们这一次一同的聚集。
And we hope that after we get together this time,
神不但让我们能听见教会，也真是能看见教会。
And the Lord allows us not only to hear about the church, but to see His church.
我们知道教会乃是神奥秘的智慧。
We know the church is the wisdom of God in a mystery.
教会乃是在创世之前就隐藏在神心里的那个意念。
Church is the one conceiving God's heart before the foundation of the world.
我们也看见教会在地上怎样的产生。
We know how the church was born on this earth.
因着我们的主耶稣的受苦。
And because the suffering of our Lord Jesus.
神就用从他肋旁出来的血和水来建造他的教会。
God used the blood and the water coming out of the side of our Lord to build the church.
在五旬节的那一天，圣灵就降临。
On the day of the Pentecost, the Holy Spirit descended from on high.
把一百二十个信徒把他们浸成一个身体。
Baptized 120 believers into one body.
教会在地上的历史就此就开始了。
And this marks the start of the church history on earth.
但是在我们在这二十世纪的中间。
But in this 20th century,
我们看见教会的历史变成两个历史的共存。
So we see the two church histories coexist and intertwine.
一面是外面基督教的历史。
On one hand is the appearance, the outside of the Christianity.
还有一面乃是在里面那树林真的教会的历史。
On the other hand is the real, the internal and the reality of the true church of God.
我们看见基督教虽然在地上是发达了。
We see the expansion of the Christianity on earth.
但是从属灵的眼睛来看
and, but, however, from the perspective of heavenly spiritual meaning,
它实在也是被应付的权势所征服了。
He was conquered by the power of Hades.
但是感谢赞美神
But praise and thank God.
我们看见我们的主他自己所建造的教会
But we see the church built by our Lord Jesus Christ.
在这二十世纪的中间
In this 20th century,
主借着他的灵在地上不断的工作
and through his spirit he continued to do his work
他在那里建造他的教会
he is there to build his church
这个教会是应付的权势是不能胜过
this church the power of his cannot prevail against it
不但不能胜过并且是被征服的
not only the power of his cannot overcome the church the church overcome the power of the darkness
今天早晨是最后的一堂
This morning is the last section
我们愿意从交通一点关乎教会的道路和见证的恢复
We would like to share something about the church, its way and its testimony and its recovery
我们知道神在地上的工作
We know the work of the Lord on earth
可以说大部分都是恢复的工作
Majority is of the work of recovery.
不单这一个从人的历史来看
，not only from the viewpoint of human history.
我们从教会的历史来看也是如此
，but also from the church history.
神在当初的时候创造了人
，in the beginning God made man.
神所创造的人是完全的。
The man created by God is complete.
是没有罪的。
It's sinless.
当神把人创造好了之后
，When after God made the man,
神观看他所创造的，他就说很好，很好。
And the Lord looked what he made. He said it is good.
但是这样的好景不长。
But this good didn't last.
我们看见第一个人亚当
，We saw the first man Adam.
自他被创造之后不久，他就犯罪堕落了。
After he has been created now.Soon after that, he sinned.
所以神就进到伊甸园的里面。
So God came to the Garden of Eden.
他在那里呼唤说：“人，你在哪里？”
And he called him and said, "Where art thou?"
换一句话说
，In other words,
人已经从神的旨意里面已经走出去了。
And the man already walked out of the will of God.
神对他所造的人的旨意是荣耀的旨意。
It is a glorious purpose that God made man.
神是照着他自己的形象来造人的。
He made man according to his own image.
他给人有一个本能，能把神的生命吸收到里面去。
He gave the ability to man that man can receive his life of God into himself.
在人的中间。
And God can say all this within His people.
他的儿子也能把人当作他的配偶。
So His beloved son may find his wife.
但是我们知道人堕落了。
However, man fall.
神就开始做恢复的工作。
And God start the work of recovery.
从那个时候起，一直到今天。
And from that time on until now.
正像我们的主所说的话。
Just like the word our Lord speaks to us.
他说：“我父做事，直到如今，我也做事。”
My father did work all the time, and I am doing the work right now.
神在那里做什么事情呢？
What kind of work God has done?
他就是在那里做恢复的工作。
God is doing the work of recovery.
他要把堕落的人恢复到他当初创造人的旨意的里面去。
He will restore the fallen man into the original purpose of his creation of man.
只等到人能被磨成他儿子的形象。
Until the man has been conformed into the image of his own.
能进到荣耀的里面去。
So the man can come into the glory of God.
所以我们看见神在地上工作实在是个恢复的工作。
So we can see the work God is performing is the work of recovery.
对于教会也是如此。
The same things apply to the church.
我们看见在五旬节教会开始的时候。
So we see on the Pentecost the church starts.
那是何等荣耀的光景。
How glorious was the condition at that time.
那个时候那一班信主的人大家恒心遵守四处的教训和交通。
So all the believers gather together and they fellowship in the teaching of the apostles.
他们在那里摆饼，在那里祈祷。
They break the bread and they prayed.
神的荣耀可以说是在充满在这一个树林的殿里面。
The glory of the Lord filled the whole place among them.
主的名被高举。
The name of the Lord was exalted among them.
主的福音就传开。
And the gospel of the Lord preached.
世界上的人一面又怕他们，但是一面又亲近他们。
The people in the world on one hand feared and on the other hand was attracted by them.
教会在开始的时候实在是蛮有荣耀。
In the beginning, the church is really glorious.
但是不久的时候。
But shortly afterwards,
我们看见神的教会就开始堕落了。
And the church of God start to fail.
好像说每次神在那里做了一件美事。
It is as if every time when God did something wonderful,
人有这个天才啊，能把这件事把它毁坏。
And man has the genius to spoil it.
神也做了事。
Once God did something,
神在人的身上做了事。
And God did work to his people.
神把人带到他自己的工作里面来。
And God brought man into his own work.
人就有这个本事，把神所做的事情完全把它走样。
And man has the ability to completely destroy the work of God.
这一个是我们人的一个天才。
This is the genius and ingenuity of man.
我们知道使徒保罗他写了两封的书信给提摩太。
We know the Apostle Paul wrote two letters to Timothy.
他第一封提摩太前书。
The first one is the first Timothy.
乃是他从罗马的监狱里头被释放之后。
And that was written after he was released from Roman prison.
我们知道大概在主后63年左右的时候，他从罗马的监狱里头被释放出来。
Around AD 63, Paul was released from Roman jail.
他有机会就再在那里去看望各地的教会。
He had the opportunity to visit the church in that area.
当他到了以弗所的地方。
When he came to Ephesus.
他看见以弗所的教会。
He saw the church at Ephesus.
我们知道当他在罗马的监狱里头写以弗所书的时候。
We know when he wrote the epistles of Ephesians in Roman prison.
那个以弗所书啊，是在给我们看见保罗能把神完全的旨意向以弗所的圣徒打开。
And we can see in that book that how God was for to reveal His complete will in heaven through this book.
因为那一般的圣徒实在是爱神。
Because those believers in Ephesus, they truly love God.
但是当他从罗马的监狱里头释放出来，在看望以弗所教会的时候
，When the time he was released from prison and when he visited his God's people in Ephesus,
那第一代的那一些做长老的人都已经过去了。
And the first generation who are elders in their church, they have passed.
他跑到他们中间，就感觉在他们中间有问题。
When Paul came into their midst, they find a problem in them.
在他们中间，在道理上也有难处。
And there are difficulties in the doctrine.
但是他不能久住在那个地方。
And he cannot stay very long in that place.
他必须要去看望其他的地方。
He had other places in mind to visit.
所以他把他在主里的儿子提摩太就留在以弗所。
So he left Timothy behind. Timothy was the son.
叫他在那里把这个教会整理整理。
So he committed the church to Timothy for him to handle.
但是他走了之后，心里还是有一点不大放心。
But after he left, the burden wasn't completely relieved.
所以他就写一封信给提摩太。
So he wrote a letter to Timothy.
就是说，在他不在的时候啊，提摩太在教会中间应当怎样行。
This is to say that when he is away, what Timothy should use as a guidance to serve in the church.
虽然在那个时候，以弗所的教会里面有人讲那些不该讲的道。
Even though at that time there's certain things that shouldn't be speaking in the church in Ephesus.
好像有人在那里又在那里讲律法了。
For example, some people just talk about the law.
又在那里讲那个无穷的家谱了。
And they talk about genealogies.
他们不是在这个信和爱的上面打根基。
The foundation is not on faith and love.
所以保罗就鼓励提摩太。
So the Paul.Just encourage Timothy.
要在神的家中带领他们，叫他们有好的秩序。
So he urged Timothy to lead the people to have a good order in God's family.
虽然在以弗所的教会已经有一点偏差了。
Even though there's a deviation from the law.In Ephesus,
但是呢，保罗写提摩太前书的时候
，When Paul writes First Timothy,
他还是说，教会是永生神的教会。
And he still says the church there is the house of the living God.
是真理的柱石和根基。
So it's a base, and the pillar of God.
他还在那里注意说，做长老的人应当怎么样，做执事的人应当怎么样。
He still said what the elders and what the deacons need to do.
他盼望在以弗所的教会能好像神的家能把它整理得好。
It is his hope that Timothy will put things God's family in order.
这是提摩太前书。
This is the first Timothy.
保罗就继续在那里看望其他的圣徒。
Then Paul just continued travel to visit other saints.
我们都知道，主后64年的时候，尼禄王他把罗马城一把的火就烧毁了。
We know in AD 64, the Emperor Nero he burned Rome.
他就把罪名加在基督徒的身上。
He accused the Christian.
所以那个时候整个的这个空气就改变了。
So the whole situation has been changed.
保罗又重新被抓。
And Paul was arrested again.
再到罗马去受审。
He was taken to Rome to be judged.
那个时候他不能住在他自己所住的那个房子里面。
He cannot live in the house that he rents.
他是一个罪人罪犯。
He becomes a criminal.
他大概是给他们关在什么内牢的里面。
He was He was cast into the dungeon.
所以你看，人要找到他啊，不容易找到他。
And it's very difficult for people to find him.
到了大概67年这个冬季的时候。
Approximately in the winter of 1867.
他知道他寻到的日子近了。
He knew the time for his martyrdom draw near.
所以他就写一封信给提摩太。
So he wrote a letter to Timothy.
这个就是提摩太后书。
This is the second Timothy.
他盼望提摩太赶快赶到罗马来来见一面。
He hoped that Timothy will come quickly to him so that he can see his face.
但是当他写提摩太后书的时候
，But the time when he writes the second Timothy,
虽然中间不过几年的功夫
，Even though there's only a very short few years in between,
但是我们看见提摩太前书和提摩太后书完全不同。
And we see the complete contradiction between the first and the second Timothy.
在提摩太前书，他在那里说教会是神的家。
In the first Timothy, he still says the church is the house of the living God. It's the pillar and the base of the truth. He still put emphasis on the order of the church.
长老应当怎样，执事应当怎样。
And the function of the elders and the deacons.
但是到提摩太后书的时候。
But come to the second Timothy.
他在那里说全亚细亚都离开了。
And what he says, the whole Asia man only deserved me.
他不再提到长老之事这些事情。
No longer did he mention about the elders and the deacons.
他不再摸这些外面的事情。
And he won't even touch those outward things.
他对提摩太说。
And he told Timothy.
在大户人家有金器银器，有木器瓦器。
In the great house there are many vessels of gold and silver, but wooden and earthen vessels.
教会已经变形了。
And the church has been destroyed.
你就看你说变成一个大户人家了。
They have been changed to the great house.
在这个大户人家里头有金器银器，有木器瓦器。
And in this great house, there are silver and gold. They are other wooden and earthen.
换句话说，在这个里面有很大的掺杂。
In other words, there is much mixing there.
有的是在神面前是贵重的。
Many in God's sight is precious.
有的在神面前是卑贱的。
But they are maybe also things it's abased before God.
在这样的场合的底下。
And in this circumstances,
应当怎么做呢？他对提摩太说
And what he told Timothy,
你从前在许多见证人的面前听见我所讲的你要教导那些忠心能教导别人的人
What you heard from me before many witnesses you need to teach and teach to this which are competent to instruct others also
他说你要与我一同受苦像基督耶稣的精兵
You will suffer with me as the soldier of Christ
他说你要逃避少年的私欲
You need to flee from the youthful lust
与精心祷告主的人一同追求公义、信德、仁爱、和平
and pursue the righteousness, faith, and the love and the peace with those who had a pure heart.
换句话说，到了这个时候
，In other words, at this time,
保罗他不再注重那外面的神迹了
，and Paul is not paying any attention to the outward.
他在那里注重那里面属灵生命的实际。
And he paid much attention to the spirituality and the spiritual reality.
因为在这恢复的工作上就是如此。
Because this is the work of the recovery.
我们看到启示录到了第二章、第三章的时候。
And when we come to the second and the third chapter of Revelation,
我们知道又过了30多年的光景了。
13 more years have passed.
那个时候，约翰在巴拿的海岛上。
And John was in the island of Patmos.
他看见一个异象。
And he saw a vision.
他看见主行走在七个教会的中间。
And he saw the Son of Man walking the seven lampstands.
我们那位升天荣耀的主，他在那里观察他的。 在地上的教会。
The risen glorious Lord is looking at his church and walk among his churches。
这个大概已经到了主后95、96年的时候。
This is approximately 1895 and 1896。
当我们的主在那里一个一个教会，他在那里观察的时候。
When the Lord examined his church one after another。
主在那里说什么话呢
？What did the Lord say？
我们看见除了非拉杰斐的教会没有责备，只有称赞。
There's only Philadelphia Church not being rebuked。
斯美纳的教会也没有被责备。
And the Smyrna's Church did was not reprimanded by the Lord。
其他五个教会，我们看见主都在那里叫他们要悔改。
The other five churches the Lord urged them to repent。
弟兄姊妹，悔改不但是对世人传福音的时候所用的词。
And the repenting is not the word we use when we preach the gospel to the non-believers.
我们看见教会也要悔改。
We see here the church needs to repent.
为什么需要悔改呢
？Why we need to repent?
因为已经离弃了当初。
Because we forsake the first love.
主把自己向教会显现。
The Lord revealed himself to the church.
主把他自己信托给他的教会。
And the Lord laid himself down to the church.
要教会起来为他做见证。
And asked the church to be his testimony.
要教会起来见证我们的主是怎样的一位主。
So that the church can witness what kind of Lord is he.
但是我们看见一个一个教会他们都落下去。
But we saw one after another that all the church fell.
都不能满足主的心。
None can satisfy the heart of the Lord.
所以主在那里呼召教会要悔改。
So the exhortation from the risen Lord is to repent for his church.
圣灵向众教会所说的话。
What the Holy Spirit speaks to the churches.
凡有耳的就应当听。
Whoever had a ear shall hear.
这圣的。
Those who overcome.
所以我们看见主在教会的中间就呼召得胜者。
Here we see in the church the Lord is called the overcomer.
那些得胜者不是非常的基督徒。
And those overcomers are not the super Christian.
这些得胜者那是正常的基督徒。
These Christians are normal Christians.
这一些得胜者乃是响应主的呼召的人。
And those people are echoed to what Lord's calling.
并不是说他们比其他的弟兄姊妹好。
It's not to say that those are better than other brothers.
乃是说他们肯悔改。
But those who are willing to repent.
所以我们看见主对当时的教会就在那里呼召人要悔改，要做一个得胜者。
So on the day the Lord called to his church that they need to repent and come to him.
这一个悔改和得胜者的呼召就是恢复的呼召。
And this calling to repent is the work of the recovery.
所以当我们看到教会这个在地上的历史的时候
When we see the church history on earth
我们从用历史的眼光去看它
And when we see from the historical viewpoint
我们看见在这2000年来
When we see on this 2000 years
神在那里起了一个运动
And God started a movement
神的灵在神的儿女中在那里做复兴的工作
AndThe Spirit of the Lord started this recovery word.
在那个时候好像有一度那个荣耀在那里显出来了。
And for a time it appeared that the glory has been revealed.
但是因为我们人在里面。
But because of men are involved.
所以你就看见说过了不久这个荣耀就没有了。
This, the glory soon faded away.
所剩下来的不过是一个遗传，是一个组织。
What's left is just tradition, is organization.
然后神又来一个反应。
And another things that God did.
Reaction
God did.
神再来一个反应。
The reaction of God is this.
要把人再带回他的旨意里面去。
glory comes.
那个生命就变成组织了。
And that life becomes organization.
启示就变成遗传了。
Revelation becomes tradition.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters.
2000 years.
2000 years.
从历史的眼光来看神的教会
From the standpoint of history to see God's church
就是这样一幅的图画
And here is the picture
到了一个地步
Come to the point
我们不能不问一个问题
We cannot ask one question
谁值得不值得做恢复的工作
Is it worthy for the Lord to recover his work
谁在那里做了工作
God started his work there
人马上就把它毁坏了
and then immediately spoiled
神再做工
God did it again
神再毁坏
and then destroyed it again
究竟谁值得不值得做恢复的工作
Is it worthy for the Lord to do the recovery work
或者黄面翻过来说
Or in other words
我们信他的人值得不值得响应他的呼召
Those who believe in him is it worthy to respond to his
call
In the generations,
那些响应神呼召的人
，those who respond to the calling of the Lord，
他们把他们的命都摆在里面
，they forsake their life for it。
弟兄姊妹
，brother and sister，
如果只有20年的话
，if there's only 20 years，
值得不值得这样的赔偿
？Is it worthy to pay such a price？
是不是就是一个无可救药的情形？
Is it beyond redemption?
谁是不是应当放手了
Is it the time for God to give it up?
我们也应当放弃了
Should we give it up?
因为人没有办法
Because man can do nothing
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brother and sister
这个成了一个很严重的问题
This is a serious problem
许多爱主的人
Many who love the Lord
在他们里面的感觉是痛苦的
It's very painful within their feelings.
就在说究竟神的工作在哪里
After all, what is the word of the Lord?
我们有的时候就在说神不必再做工。
We many times think that there's no use for God to work again.
我们这些人实在太不像样。
So we are ourselves unfit for any more work.
我们有的时候也感觉说，如果我们这样把自己摆上，值得不值得呢
？And many times we ask ourselves, is it worthy for us to do it, the work?
弟兄姊妹
，and brother and sister，
问题乃是说
，and the question is this：
神有没有放弃？
Whether God give it up or
not. 如果神放弃了，我们赶快放。
If the Lord already given up, we should do it immediately after.
但是如果神没有放弃的话
，But if God did not give it up,
我们怎么能放弃呢
？How can we give it up?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，And brother and sister,
我们看见神向人所定规的旨意
，We see it also.Those words that God predetermined in his heart.
神从来不放弃他向人所定规的旨意。
And God never give up the counsel according to his purpose regarding man.
不管人犯罪堕落离开神到人哪一个程度。
And no matter to what extent man sins and falls to that extent.
神的灵在地上继续的工作。
And God's spirit continued to do his work.
他一直要在我们里面工作。
He's continued working within us.
他呼召我们。
He called us.
他称我们为义。
He justified us.
他称圣我们。
He sanctified us.
他叫我们得着荣耀。
He glorified us.
他绝不放弃一个他所呼召的人。
Even give up one of those who call by him.
凡是他所知道的人
For those pre-known by him.
他就把他呼召来
He called them.
叫他们磨成他儿子的形象
So they may be conformed to the image of his beloved.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Dear brother and sister.
神对我们人是如此
God to our men is like this.
神对教会也是如此
So does God to his church.
你想神能不能放弃教会呢
Do you think that whether God can give the church up or not?
你想神能为他的儿子放弃心腹呢
Do you think God can give up the bride for his beloved son?
不管教会的光 境怎样
？No matter the condition of the church，
一直在那里做恢复的工作。
And God has continued to His work of recovery。
虽然大体说来已经大大的走样
，Even though as a whole it has been changed。
现在不再是个有机体，那还是个组织。
It's no longer an organism, it's an organization。
不再是一小区，那是一个大无人家。
It's not a cohesive quad, it's a great house。
但是谁历史历代不灰心在那里工作
？But in the generations, God never discouraged and He's continued。
他在那里呼召一般的得胜者。
And He called the overcomers。
如果全体不能响应他
，If all cannot respond to His
call， 总有少数的人被他的爱所感动。
And they are small portion of them will be moved by His love。
他们愿意起来响应神的呼召。
And to rise up and respond to His call。
神就在他们的中间建立他荣耀的教会。
In the midst, God built His glory of the church。
历史历代，神在地上没有缺少他的见证人。
Generation after generation, God is not lacking of His testimony。
到了有一天，那荣耀的教会要显现。
Until that day, that glorious church shall appear。
我们看见说，神在万事之前所定规的。
We'll see that what God predetermined before the ages。
神已经得着了。
And He already had it。
这是我们的神。
And this is our God。
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Our dear brothers。
如果这是神的作为
，If this is the work of God，
难道我们就这样放弃吗
？And can we give it up？
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Our dear brothers，
在圣经的里面
，In the Bible，
不但对我们个人基督徒的道路是有定规的。
And God determined His path for those individual Christians.
神对团体教会的道路也有一定的。
For the corporate life of the church, God has already determined its way.
我们是不是有所拣选呢？
Is there any choice for us?
比方说我们个人基督徒的生活。
For example, for our individual life as a Christian.
我们是不是可以拣选呢？
Can we choose?
我们可以拣选说，我不要长大成人。
Can we choose that we will refuse to grow？
我愿意一生做一个婴孩。
And I like to remain a babyhood。
因为做婴孩，对我来说，这是最方便的。
It is convenient for me to remain as a baby。
我不需要负什么责任。
I don't have to take any responsibility。
都是别人来负我的责任。
It's others that take a responsibility for me。
我给人麻烦。
And I give people trouble。
人不能麻烦我。
Nobody can trouble me。
这一个是最好的基督徒的生活。
And this is the best Christian life。
我愿意拣选这样的生活。
I like to choose this type of life。
我就说我愿意拣选长大成人。
Or we say that we'd like to choose to grow.
没有基督长成的生命。
And come to the four stages of of our Lord.
但是因着长大的缘故，我就有责任了。
And because we grow, we have a responsibility.
我就要舍己背十字架来跟从主。
I have to deny myself and take up the cross and follow the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，请问圣经里面有没有让基督徒来拣选这两种不同的基督徒生活？
Brother and sister, let me ask you one question. In the Bible, is there any choice for us to choose those two types of Christian life?
一个不认识神的人。
For those who do not know God.
不懂得神心意的人。
Who do not know God's heart.
好像说他可以拣选。
As if,He can choose.
但是你如果认识神和他的旨意
Nevertheless, if you know God's will.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，请问你有没有拣选呢？
Let me ask you whether you have the choice or not.
在约翰第六章的里面
In John chapter 6,
我们的主耶稣讲了一些比较难的话。
The Lord said some hard things.
你知道那个时候那一般听他道的人都是要吃饼。
you know, those people follow him, listen to the preaching, they want to eat the bread.
但是主耶稣说，我就是生命的杯。
But the Lord said, I am the bread of life.
你要吃我，你要喝我，你就有永生。
Eat me and drink me, you will have an everlasting life.
许多的人听要听不进去。
And many people heard they cannot accept.
圣经怎么说呢？
And what the Bible says?
许多门徒听了之后
They are many disciples after they heard.
他们说这个话太难了
They say it is a hard thing.
他们就离开了主耶稣
And they depart away from the Lord.
主就回过来对他所拣选十二个门徒使徒说
And the Lord turned around and speak to the 12 chosen disciples.
你们也要去吗？
Are you going to go with them?
请便。
You can go, please.
我们的主从来不勉强我。
The Lord never forced anyone.
如果你要去，你可以去。
If you want to depart, you're welcome to.
当然是谢神。
Thank God.
彼得在哪里说主啊？
And Peter said, the Lord.
你有永生之道。
You have eternal life.
我们已经相信了你。
And we have believed in you.
你叫我们到哪里去呢？
Where can we go?
你就是赶我们，我们也不走的。
Even you chase us away, we will not depart away from you.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Now, dear brothers,
一个人如果认识主的话，
And one knows the Lord.
如果你认识主的心意的话，
And one who can appreciate the Lord's heart.
你的道路是没有拣选的。
And the way is not to our choice.
如果你说我可以这样的做基督徒，可以那样的做基督徒，弟兄姊妹，你不认识主啊。
If you think you can choose this way or that way, you do not know the Lord.
个人是如此。
For the individual is so.
教会也是如此。
For the church is also.
在圣经里面给我们看见。
In the Bible we see.
我们上一次已经提过了。
And we already mentioned.
这个七个教会在预言的上面，后面四个教会
，those four churches，
你是要共存到主来的时候
，they will coexist until the coming of the Lord。
这个推亚非拉的教会就是今天罗马天主教
，the church at Thyatira Sister today is Roman Catholic Church。
这三个的教会就是今天圣真教。
The Baptist Church is the Protestant Church.
And Philadelphia 教会那是弟兄相爱的教会。
The Philadelphia Church is the church of have a brother love.
老基甸的教会那是不冷不热堕落的教会。
The Laodicea Church is the church is lukewarm, not hot or cold.
这次的教会要一直继续到主耶稣再来。
And those four churches will coexist until the coming of the Lord.
可以拣选一个。
But if we could choose among those four,
如果只有一个，你就没有拣选了。
If there's only one, you have no choice.
但是如果有四个的话，那岂不是我们可以拣选呢？
But which of four to choose from?
你愿意拣选罗马天主教呢？
Would you like to choose a Roman Catholic Church?
你愿意拣选这个东正教呢？
Would you like to choose a Protestant Church?
我说你愿意拣选谁来谁谁。
Or you like to choose a Philadelphia?
或者你愿意拣选老地下
？Or you want to choose the Odyssey?
你如果拣选罗马天主教的话
，If you choose the Roman Catholic Church,
那你只有符合一些形式上的事
，And you have to keep the tradition and ordination.
其他都可以随便
，And all the rest are not so important.
如果你拣选正真教的话
，If you choose the Protestant Church,
那正真教里头。很多 你可以选选一个你所喜欢的
you can choose one you like best
合乎你胃口一点的
it's just a fit to your appetite
如果你选选非拉非非的话
if you choose a Philadelphia
那你非得爱你的弟兄不可
you have to love your brother
就是不可爱的弟兄你也得爱
to love those unlovable even
如果你选选老地下教会的话
if you are in the church of Laodicea
那不冷不热实在是最舒服的
Warm is the most comfortable.
如果太冷我也怕，太热又不好。
If it's too hot or too cold, it's not good.
不冷不热那最舒服的。
And it's most comfortable.
所以老底下教会就是众人的意见呐。
So the Laodicea is said of
你究竟选选哪一个呢？
Which one you choose？
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brother and sister，
如果你不认识神的旨意，
If you do not know the purpose of God，
是的，在四个中间你可以拣选一个。
Yes， you can choose among those four。
但是那些蒙神光照的人，
But those who are enlightened by the Lord，
那些看见异象的人，
You who see the revelation，
那些认识神心意的人，
Those who know God's heart，
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brother and sister，
在教会的道路上你能否有拣选呢？
In the way of the church do you have any choice？
你也没有拣选，
You have no choice。
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brother and sister，
身为我们所经过教会的道路是谁了却谁的道路？
The Lord ordained the church is for us is a Philadelphia.
我们必须要走这腓立比的路。
We have to walk in the way of the Philadelphia.
我们没有其他的路可以走。
We do not have other ways to go.
虽然那条路是窄小，是艰难。
Even though the way is narrow, it's much difficult.
许多的时候，我们感觉走不上去。
And many times we cannot persevere.
许多的时候，我们想转一个弯到其他的路上去。
Many times we would like to turn around and go the other way.
但是主的爱抓住了我们。
But the love of the Lord apprehended us.
我们无路可走。
We don't have other ways to go.
这是唯一的好路。
This is the only way.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brother and sister，
我们的主耶稣来到这个地上，
Our Lord came to this world，
他来做什么？
What is he doing？
他到地上来就是来寻找他的幸福。
He came to search for his bride。
主耶稣他到十字架上去，
The Lord went to the cross of Calvary.
他为什么上十字架？
Why he come to the cross?
又是要产生他的教会。
In order to produce his church.
圣灵在地上工作。
And the Holy Spirit is doing his work.
为什么他来了人来就在那里工作？
Why he so patiently work among us?
为什么他不肯放弃？
Why didn't he give it up?
因为他的使命就是要为做神的儿子预备一个幸福。
Because his mission is to prepare a bride for the only begotten of the Father.
为说这个原因，
and for this reason,
我们看见，
we see
神一直在那里工作。
The Lord is keep on doing his work.
他一直在做恢复的工作。
And he's doing his recovery work.
直等到他得做一个荣耀的教会。
Until he had a glorious church in his hand.
没有瑕疵，没有斑点。
There's no spot, no wrinkle.
圣洁无瑕疵。
And holy, blameless.
教会的路在哪里？
The way of the church is...
我们从哪里去走教会的路？
Where can we find this way?
第一，
First，
教会的路是在基督上。
The way of the church is Christ。
你记得主耶稣在约翰十四章第六节说，
You remember the Lord said in John 16:6.
他说我就是道路真理生命。
I'm the way, the truth, the life.
人如果不要接着我，不能到出哪里去。
No one come unto the Father but through me.
就是我是道路。
The Lord said, I am the way.
我们常常把这句话是用在个人的身上。
Many times we apply this to the individual life.
我们看见说，我们今天要到神那里去，必须要经过基督。
We know when we need to come to the Lord, we need to go to Christ.
但是这句话也是应用在教会的上面。
But this word is applied to the church as well.
教会的道路是什么呢？
What is the way of the church?
教会的道路是基督。
The way of the church is Christ.
如果不是基督的话，都不在教会的路上。 not out of Christ. It's not in the way of the church.
什么是教会呢？
What is the church?
在哥林多前书十二章十二节这样说。
In the first Corinthians chapter 12, verse 12.
我们虽然多，是有自己虽然多，是有一个身子。
So we live, it's one body.
身子虽然只有一个，却有许多的肢体。
So we have one body, but many members of the body.
基督也是这样。
And the same as Christ.
在那里，圣灵就说基督也是这样。
In that place, the Holy Spirit says Christ is the same.
当我们在那里读的时候，我们知道这是是说教会说的。
And when we read, we know this is referred to the church.
因为教会是一个身体。
And because the church is one body.
但是有许多的肢体。
Even though many members of the body, there's only one body.
我们说教会也是这样。
So the church is the same.
圣灵说基督也是这样。
The Holy Spirit says the Christ is the same.
因为什么是教会呢？
What is the church?
教会也是基督在我们里面的生命所建造的那个身体。
And church is the beauty, the body building by the life of Christ in us.
基督的生命在你的里面。
The Christ life in us.
基督的生命在我的里面。
The Christ life in us.
圣灵就把在你我里面那个基督的生命把它建造起来，成为教会。
And the Holy Spirit is building the Christ life in you and the Christ life in me together to.The life of the church.
对教会不是别的，教会是基督团体的彰显。
So church is no other than the corporate expression of Christ.
以弗所第一章告诉我们说
，The first chapter of Ephesians.
教会是基督的身体。
The church is the body of Christ.
是那充满万有者所充满的。
It's that the one, the fullness of Him that fills all and in all.
什么叫做充满万有者所充满的呢？
What is those who fills all and in all?
那就是说，除了他之外，没有别的东西。
And that is to say, other than Christ, there's nothing left.
在教会里面只有基督，没有别的东西。
In the church, it is only Christ, no other thing.
在教会里头没有你也没有我。
In the church there's no you or nor me.
没有犹太人也没有希利人。
There's no Jews nor Gentiles.
也没有年长的人年幼的。
There's no elder or youth.
在教会里头我们是看见基督。
In the church we only see Jesus.
只有基督。
Only Jesus.
他是教会的道路。
And he is the way of the church.
今天我们要奉主的名聚会呢
Why is the reason that we gather together in the name of our Lord?
因为基督是我们的元首
Because Christ is our head
他不但是我们元首
Not only was our head
他也是我们的房角石
He is our cornerstone
他把我们联络在一起
And he link us together
他也是我们的根基
所以
你看圣经给我们看得很清楚
So it's clear the Bible showed us
教会的根基是基督
And the foundation of the church is Christ
他是那个磐石
And he is the rock
教会的房角石也是基督
And the cornerstone of Christ
教会的 headstone 也是基督
And the headstone of the church is
Christ 一切都是基督
Everything is Christ
亲爱的弟兄姊妹我们要走教会的路的话
If we want to walk in the way of the church
我们必须要在基督里头行走
We need to walk in Christ
什么时候我们从基督外面出来在基督里面出来了
He time we walk out of Christ
是我
It is I
是你
It is you
是人
It is man
是世界
It is the world
一个你就看见教会给你破坏
And once we see the church wasWell,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Dear brother and sister
基督是一切的一切
And the Christ is all and in all
我们必定要持定元首
We have to hold fast the head
我们必定要在基督里生根才能建造
We need to be in Christ rooted and start to build
为什么我们需要认识基督呢
Why should we know Christ?
不是说你认识了基督叫你做一个
Because after we know the Lord, the church may be built.
第二
Second,
教会的道路是十字架。
The way of the church is the cross.
我们已经在那里再的在那里说。
We say it again many times.
没有十字架就没有教会。
No cross, no church.
讲教会就要这座十字架。
If we speak of the cross, we get the church.
讲十字架就要这座教会。
If we speak church, church, we get the cross.
为什么呢？
Why is it?
因为十字架，它一面把一切不是基督的踢我们出去。
Because Christ on one hand.Remove everything other than Christ in us.
里面把一切世袭中的把它带进来。
On the other hand, brought in everything that belongs to
God. 十字架有死的那一面。
The cross has the sign of death.
把一切不是基督的置于死地。
And fortune not of those didn't belong to the Lord.
不管你是好的肉体是坏的肉体都置于死地。
And put to death, no matter if it's a good flesh or a bad flesh.
不管是好的意见和坏的意见，都置于死地。
And put to death, no matter if it's a good opinion and a bad opinion.
因为他是复活。
And on the other hand, it's a resurrection.
主耶稣说，我就是复活，就是生命。
And the Lord said, I am the resurrection and the life.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
And dear brothers and sisters.
我们对基督的十字架必须有深刻的认识。
We need to know deeply the cross of the Lord.
十字架不单是一个道是需要讲的。
Not only need to be preached the meaning of the cross.
十字架是一个经历我们必须要深入。
It is an experience we need to enter into.
第三
Third.
教会的道路是圣灵。
The way of the church is the Holy Spirit.
圣灵在教会的里面
The Holy Spirit in the church
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Dear brother and sister
圣灵不单在我们每一个个人的基督徒的里面
The Holy Spirit not only in our each individual Christian
我们知道每一个信主的人有内住的圣灵
We know we have the indwelling Holy Spirit
这个内住的圣灵他在凡事上教导我们
And he teaches us all things
把我们带到基督里面去
And he brought us into Christ
我们也看见圣灵也在神的儿女的中间
And we see the Holy Spirit is among God's children
他在教会的中间代表元首基督
And the Holy Spirit within the church represents the head
基督今天在高天之上
And Christ is ascended on high
坐在神的右边圣灵在地上就做他的代表
And the Holy Spirit on this earth is his representative
所以圣灵的权柄就是元首基督的权柄
So the authority of the Holy Spirit is the authority of the head
圣灵的引导就是元首的引导
The leading of the Holy Spirit is the leading of the head
我们要学习认识圣灵
We need to learn to know the Holy Spirit
我们需要学习听那微小的声音
We need to learn to hear that still voice
我们需要等候在圣灵面前是等到圣灵说
We need to wait upon the Lord before him until the Holy Spirit says
使徒行传十五章说使徒和长老他们定规的时候他说圣灵与我们这样的定规
And in Acts chapter 16 we heard when people are waiting there they say the Holy Spirit and us decide these things
第四
Fourth
教会的道路是飞来去飞
The way of the church is at Philadelphia.
什么是菲拉铁菲呢
What is Philadelphia?
菲拉铁菲有三个特质
There's three characters of Philadelphia.
第一是弟兄相爱
The first is the love of the brethren.
这个弟兄相爱
And this is the love of the brethren.
不是说你爱某某弟兄某某姊妹
It's not Thomas just said, you love so and so.
乃是说你爱所有的弟兄姊妹。
It should say you love all the brothers.
你爱他们，因为他们是弟兄。
You love them because they are brothers.
你爱他们，不是因为他们与你息息相投。
You love them because they just fit your personality very well.
你爱他们，因为他们是弟兄。
You love them because they are brothers.
在你儿女中都是弟兄。
Oh, among all the children of God, we are brothers.
男弟兄，女弟兄。
And it's a male and a female brothers.
因为我们里面的生命就是儿子的生命。
Because all our life is the life of a son.
所以弟兄们。
So, brothers.
我们需要彼此相爱。
We need to love one another.
今天在教会里太多讲权柄。
In the church, we put so much emphasis about authority.
不错，权柄是重要的。
It truly is important to have authority.
教会被建造需要生命与权柄。
We know the church being built does require life and authority.
但是权柄不是讲的东西。
But the authority is not one.Something to speak of.
如果讲权柄的话，就是争权夺利。
If we speak of the authority, yes, we striving for that authority.
在教会中讲爱。
In the church, we talk about love.
爱就是权柄。
And love is the authority.
谁爱多
？Who love more？
谁服侍多
？Who serve more？
谁就有权柄
？Who has authority？
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。就是主在地上的时候
Even on the day of the Lord's ministry
他那十二个石头
Those 12 disciples
你如果一个一个去看他的话
You count them one by one
没有一个在地上有什么地位的
Nobody had some position on earth
恐怕这十二个人最能干的是犹大
Maybe those are most talented is Judas
他是个经济家
And he's an economist
其他的都是渔夫
All us fishermen And tax collectors.
在地上并没有什么高贵的人在那里。
There's not many noble there.
当然是他们三年之久与主在一起。
But they with the Lord 3 years.
你看他们一直在那里，在那里争权争权的。
You see they're striving for the power.
一直在那里说我大，你大，你大，我大。
And they say you big and I big and you big and I big.
一直要把别人压下去，自己去跑上。
We're trying to put down somebody in there.
一直等到这是晚餐的那一天了，我们的主要定十字架了，他们还在那里等呢。
Even on the eve before the Lord to be crucified, they still arguing.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
不要批评他们
，Do not judge them.
今天我们也是这样做
，We are the same today.
我们都是来争做大的。
We all want to be the great.
我们都在那里讲权柄。
We all want to talk about authority.
爱在哪里？
Where is the love?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters
基督爱教会
The Christ loved the church
为教会舍己
And he gave his life to the
church 这个就是他的权柄
And this is his authority
巴不得今后在教会中我们都讲爱少讲权柄
Oh, how we wish we talk about the love and the less authority
爱在哪里权柄就在哪里
And where there's a love there's authority
你不必在哪里讲
And you don't have to
他已经在那里
It exists already
所以这是教会第二个特征
And the second character of the Philadelphia church
他们遵守主的道
They abide in the word of the Lord Keep the Lord
他们遵守主的话
Keep the word of the Lord
主的话在他们身上实在是最尊重
And the word of the Lord was honored withAmong them.
他们不但在那里读主的话
Not only they read about the word of God
他们在那里守主的话
And they keep the word of God
以赛亚六十六章告诉我们说
Isaiah chapter 66
神与什么人同在呢
And to whom God's dwelling will be with
天是他的座位
And heaven is my throne
地是他的脚跟
and the earth is my stool
但是他看顾那虚心痛悔 因着他的话三经的人。
And he loves those who have a contrite and a humble heart and who tremble at his word.
我们对于神的话要遵守。
And we need to keep the word of the Lord.
我们不能拣选神的话来遵守。
We cannot select the portion of the Lord's word and keep.
凡是神的话，我们都要遵守。
All the word of the Lord, we need to keep.
今天神的话在地上是仁爱的道。
And today, the word of the Lord is the word of patience.
因为今天凡是守神的话，都要忍耐。
Because those who keep the word of the Lord need to have a patience.
第三
，Third，
他们不弃绝主的名。
They didn't deny the name of the Lord.
他们尊重主的名。
They honor the name of the Lord.
他们说有主的名就够了。
They say it's sufficient for us to have the name of the Lord.
我们不需要其他的名。
We don't want any other name.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brother and sister,
这个是非常的非。
This is the Philadelphia.
教会的道路就在这里。
And the church, the way of the church is here.
教会的见证是什么？
What is the testimony of the church?
我在这里就提一下。
I just mentioned something.
教会乃是神见证的器皿。
The church is the vessel testify the Lord.
就说生命来说，是基督的身体。
According to life, the church is the body of Christ.
就说功用来说，
According to the function,
乃是神见证的器皿。
The church is the vessel of His testimony.
所以圣经里头用金灯台来代表教会。
So in the Bible, the lampstand of gold is represents the church.
金灯台是一个器皿。
And the golden lampstand is a vessel.
金灯台不是目的。
And it's not an end itself.
金灯台是一个手续。
It is a means to the end.
金灯台它的功用就是高举光。
And the function of the golden lampstand is to uplift the light.
那个光就是基督。
And that light is Christ.
所以保罗说，我们不是传扬自己。
So the Paul said we are not preaching ourselves.
我们是传扬耶稣是主。
And we preach that Lord Jesus is Lord.
像我们弟兄所已经提过的。
Just as mentioned by our brothers.
主说我是首先，你是幕后的。
The Lord said, I'm the beginning and the last.
又是那成活的。
And those who are alive.
看哪、我曾死过。
Behold, I've been dead.
我已经复活，活到永永远远。
Now I'm alive and live forevermore.
今天在我的手中拿着死亡和阴间的钥匙。
And in my hand, I hold the keys of death and Hades.
这个就是耶稣基督的见证。
And this is the testimony of the Lord.
耶稣基督的见证就是我们的见证。
And the testimony of the Lord Jesus is our testimony.
我们不是在那里传扬我们自己。
We are not here to preach ourselves.
我们是传扬耶稣是主。
And we are here to preach that Jesus is Lord.
哦，巴不得我们像保罗一样。
And how would we like to be like Paul?
他们说我没有违背那天上的应许。
So he can say that I was not disobedient to the heavenly vision.
在见证这个恢复方面，我就不多说。
And in the recovery of the testimony, I'm not going to mention more.
为着这一次有许多弟兄姊妹从各地来。
For the sake of many brothers and sisters who came from different places.
尤其是我们就地上来说，我们都是中国人。
Especially from the earthly point of view that we are all Chinese.
我想为着鼓励年长的弟兄姊妹。
In order to encourage the elderly.
为着激发年轻的弟兄姊妹
，and to urge the young people, stir it up in the young people's heart.
我愿意用一点的时间与你们交通一点神在中国教会的道路恢复的经过。
I would like to share the way of the church in China and how God recovered.
圣神娘在过去在中国恢复教会的道路和见证。
How in the past the Lord recovered his way and his testimony of the church.
我只能把我自己亲身所经历的交通给各位。
I can only share what I experienced.
所以我所交通的是有限的。
So it's very limited.
神所做的是大的事。
And what the Lord is doing is vast.
但是我只能照我所知道的我交通一些。
But what I've been here today is what I know of.
基督教传到中国最早是在唐朝的时候。
The Christianity came to China earlier in the Tang Dynasty.
那个时候就有所谓的景教传到中国来。
And at that time, Nestorian.
但是他在中国的日子不长久。
But there's only a very short period of time in China.
不久就完全失踪了。
And it disappeared shortly after.
我们今天知道有这一回事。
We know there's such a thing as this in history.
因为在开封的那个碑林里头有一个景教碑。
Because in the city of Kaifeng, there's a monument there.
这一个碑啊，叫做景教碑 ，Nestorian tablet.
It's a Stalin tablet.
那里又告诉我们说，景教就是基督教的一种啊。那个时候是从叙利亚来的，怎样来到中国
？And that was from Syria.
From Syria.
From Syria. How a Stalin came, which is the Christianity today.
到了明朝的时候。
And come to the Ming Dynasty.
罗马天主教就传到中国来。
And Roman Catholic came to China.
他们出出来的时候都是在宫殿里头啊做那个科学的内讧的那个大臣。
So when they came here, they became the official of this devoted to the science in the palace.
那个时候他们也在中国开始传这个天主教。
And they preached the Roman Catholic Church.
真正教就是今天我们所知道的基督教。
Protestant, which is the church's denominational church we know today.
传到中国来到现在差不多200-300年之久。
It's already 200 or 200-300 years.
最早的时候就是 Morrison, 他到中国来。
Morrison was the first among them that come to China.
所以我们感谢神，在过去200-300年来，我们看见神的福音啊，就传到我们中国。
And since God, in the past 200-300 years, the gospel of the Lord has come to China.
我们感谢神，为着一番爱主的人，把福音传给我们。
We thank God because for those who love the Lord, the gospel becomes available to us.
他们从西方把神的福音传给我们。
They came all the way from west and preached the gospel to us.
那个时候传福音很艰难。
It's very difficult to preach the gospel at that time.
他们为着主吃了很多的苦。
They suffered much for the gospel.
许多的人为着主的福音赔上他们的性命。
Many who lost, they died, they lost their lives because of the gospel.
我们为着这个感谢神。
We thank God for those of them.
但是在同时的时候，
But in the meantime,
他们不但把福音传给我们，
They not only preach the gospel to us,
他们把他们西方的那些遗传组织也传给我们。
They took with them the tradition and organization from the Western to us.
所以在我们中国，神的儿女也是分门别类。
So come to today among Christians in China, Swiss girls,
都是分裂的。
We divided.
到了20世纪的初叶
the early part of the 20th century.
大概在20年这个的春节时，在那一段时间的时候。
In that 20th century.
不是
20th.
神在福州，在学生的中间开始一个大的复兴。
There's a revival broke out in Fuzhou among the students in 1920.
我们今天去看这个复兴的原因。
Today we look at the reason for this revival.
乃是由两位西国的姊妹。
This is two Western sisters.
他们在哪里祷告？
Then the prayer.
中间一个就是你弟兄常常提及的何教士。
One of them was the one watchman is mentioned very often.
Mr. Barber. 他们在那里传福音的时候，里面就有一个负担。
When they preach the gospel, there's a heavy burden within them.
他们就在为着中国福音的前途，需要一般有知识的青年。
They think that there is for the sake of the gospel in China to be furthered, they need the student and the intelligent people to get involved.
所以他们在神面前就有生产间的祷。
So they start a prevailing prayer.
结果在福州商业学校里头就来了一个复兴 Trinity College.
And a revival came in Fuzhou Trinity College.
那个时候在学校里头很多的学生都蒙恩得救。
And they are many was saved.
每一班最好的学生和最坏的学生都得救。
And in each class, the best student in the world are they all saved.
他们蒙恩得救了之后，心里非常的火热。
And they really fired up for the Lord.
他们就跑到街上去布道去。
And they just preach the gospel in the street.
他们把福音的字写了手背在身上了，哎，马路上走。
And they write the gospel and put it on and walk on the street.
福音的时候
when they invite people to come to listen to the gospel,
人太多，你是要你自己带来。
And because so many of them, you have to bring your own chair.
这一班青年的弟兄们实在在神面前被主的爱所摸着。
And those young people really was touched by the love of the Lord.
当神这样做工的时候
And when the Lord started to do his work,
中间有一个青年人。
And there's one young people.
他就是尼托生弟兄。
It is the watchman Nee.
我在这里提他的名
mention his name,
因为他与中国教会的路的复兴有很密切的关系。
He is closely related to the revival of the Chinese church.
我个人是受到很大的帮助。
I was much helped by him.
但是我不崇拜他。
But I'm not worship him.
所以盼望弟兄姊妹能记得这件事。
I hope that you can remember this.
他在1920年蒙恩得救。
In 1920, he was saved.
他那个时候17岁。
He was 17 years of age.
他就心里火热。
And he was really helpful.
他真是下功夫的读圣经。
And he really devoted himself to the word of God.
当这一帮年轻的人在那里火热的时候。
And when the fire kindled the heart of those young people.
他们就开始有一个感觉。
And they have the same feeling.
他们就是说许多在基督教里面所做的事圣经里头没有。
And they find the many things that they performed in the Christianity cannot be found in the Bible.
他们发现说圣经里头有许多的事基督教里头没有。
And there are many things mentioned in the Bible was not practiced in Christianity.
所以他们就有一个心愿。
And they have one wish.
凡是圣经里头有的，他们都要遵守。
They determine their heart that anything the Bible says they are going to obey.
凡是圣经里没有的，他们也不需要。
And those that didn't mention in the Bible, they will not pay any attention to it.